This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now and USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV, back with the open of the show. I told you it's a great day. I'll run through it real quickly. First of all, Donald Trump and the Trump administration proposing and putting in place a ban on welfare-dependent immigration to the U.S. You can't come here and get welfare. This will save the American economy. It'll save our debt, our national debt, and our deficit. It'll do wonders for the United States of America. Number two, the White House says no asylum relief for Venezuelans. Also great news. You know why? I said this on my radio show. Here in Nevada, our state's gone from a very red state, a Wild West frontier Republican state, conservative state, libertarian state, to a purple state, to now probably a blue state. And the reason it's a blue Democrat state is because California invaded Nevada. We should have built the wall with Mexico. We should have built the wall for Nevada, blocking off California. They came here. They left California. They ran from California. And then they voted the same way they voted in California. They voted for the same stupid things. They voted that ruined California. How could you be so dumb as to leave a socialist hellhole, come to Nevada, a great state with zero state income tax, and vote for Democratic politicians to ruin the whole thing so the place you ran away from becomes the new place? How could you be that stupid, that blind, that deaf, that dumb, that delusional? How's that possible? Let me stress, dumb. And so that's what would happen if you let all the Venezuelans in America. They'll run for their lives from communism and socialism that they were dumb enough to vote for. They'll come here and they'll turn America into a socialist country just like Venezuela. They'll vote the same exact way if you let them in. Don't let them in. Good job, President Trump. More good news. New poll's out. Nearly three-quarters of GOP voters are more likely to back a candidate if that candidate supports Trump's national emergency, national border security emergency. And who came up with that original idea for the national border security emergency? Wayne Root. What did Muhammad Ali say? It ain't bragging if you can back it up. It's not bragging to tell people you had a good idea. And I'd like to broadcast that I had a good idea. I'm very proud of that good idea. I'm honored that President Trump took that good idea and ran with it. I came up with it in newspapers around the country in November. I unveiled it at a big speech in the front of the Wyoming Republican Party's annual dinner where I was the keynote speaker. And then I sent that column in the hands of a great friend of mine. Whoops, there's my earplugs. In the hands of a great friend of mine at Mar-a-Lago and in Florida, obviously in Palm Beach, Donald Trump's home and home country club. And my friend handed it directly to President Trump. And within days, President Trump was talking about a national security emergency. So I'm very proud of it. And I think like American citizens. No, I don't think like convicts. I don't think like felons. I don't think like illegal aliens. I don't think like murderers. I don't think like all the bad people in this country. I don't think like liberals and communists and Marxists who hate America. I love America. And I think like all patriots born in the United States of America who love America and who believe in and love American exceptionalism and believe in and love the American dream or living the American dream. I think just like them, who are you? People watching this show right now, we all are in a love affair. We think alike. And I knew they'd love my idea, and sure enough, they do. Three-quarters of Republicans love the idea. More good news. I told you the judges. That's why Trump's a great president. He flips control of the first federal appeals court, meaning there's the ninth court, second court. This is the first court. It's now a Republican majority. Several appeals courts already had a Republican majority at the onset of Trump's presidency, but not many. But experts say by January of 2021, it's very possible that all federal appeals courts except three could have Republican majorities. And I got to assume if Trump's reelected by the end of his term in January of 2025, we could have a majority in every single appeals court and have more Supreme Court justice, and this will change America forever. God bless Donald Trump. He is a great president. Not always perfect, but as good as you can get, and fighting the whole world. It's him against the world. You couldn't do better. There's no one that could do better. So stop criticizing him. He's not perfect. Islamic State militants surrender as the group nears total defeat. Also great news. Great news, President Trump. Without Trump, that would have never happened. Facebook reverses Zero Hedge ban, says it made a mistake. ZeroHedge.com is one of my favorite websites in the world. And I don't get paid a dime for saying that. I don't own Zero Hedge. I have no money, no deal with them, no joint venture with them, nothing. Never met them, don't know how to reach them. I just go to their site every day, and I love Zero Hedge. And I talked about on my radio show 2 days ago that Facebook was banning every single person that ever put a link to a story at Zero Hedge in the last week. They saw a message that said, sorry, you can't get to this link. It's inappropriate content, according to Facebook. And so here they were trying to ban Zero Hedge. And I went on the air. I don't know how many other conservative hosts in America went on the air. I doubt very many conservative hosts follow Zero Hedge. It's a financial website. It's kind of the conservative slash libertarian slash patriot version of CNBC.com or FoxBusiness.com. And so the average mainstream person only knows CNBC and Fox Business. They don't know Zero Hedge. Just like the average person knows Fox News, they don't know Drudge Report. If they know Drudge Report, they don't know the Gateway Pundit or Breitbart. I like the ones that are a little bit off the beaten path, right? I like to go to the beat of a different drummer. Zero Hedge is my go-to financial site. Facebook tried to ban them. Wainwright went on national TV and radio and told you it was happening, and they must have gotten so many complaints, and maybe not just me, maybe 10 others did it. But other conservatives led the conservative movement in complaints, and Facebook reverses the Zero Hedge ban, said it was all a mistake. They had banned all Zero Hedge content across various mediums on Facebook and said it went against Facebook's community standards. Wow. In any case, they're back on again. Good job. Good job by me. Good job by you. Good job by Zero Hedge. Breaking news. New evidence reveals James Comey, the FBI chief, original FBI chief, former FBI chief. They should put next to his name, you had to put Republican New York, Republican Democrat Minnesota. They should put owned Clinton's. Comey, owned by the Clinton Foundation. New evidence reveals Comey exonerated Hillary Clinton without obtaining key evidence proving her innocence. He exonerated her, and he had no idea she was innocent and had never seen any evidence indicating she was innocent. Matter of fact, I've seen other testimony that she was about to be indicted by the FBI, and the DOJ gave orders not to indict her. These people are dirty, dirty, dirty. Speaking of that, Paul Manafort gets indicted by the New York prosecutors minutes after his federal sentencing, because they all know that, or they suspect, they assume, Trump is going to pardon Manafort. And so New York State has indicted Manafort on 16 counts of fraud to make sure he never gets out of prison. I was so happy he'd gotten a fairly light sentence. He was only going to spend a few years in prison. And now New York State says, you know what, he's 70 years old. Let's stick him in prison for the rest of his life. What's his crime? Well, he did some things. Guess what? It was like when the IRS came after me. Obama ordered the IRS to come after me. And I always knew his reasoning. And he sent the IRS after all kinds of conservative activists and critics of Barack Obama to try and destroy us. Because he figured everybody does something wrong. So if you study them under a microscope, you'll find something Wainwright's done wrong. So they studied my life, my IRS returns, every line by line, for 4 years, and they found nothing. You got nothing. Nada. Zero. Zip. Not a thing. Not a thing. Thank God I did nothing wrong. Thank you, God. But if they found something, they'd say, see, Wainwright's a criminal. Wainwright's a bad guy. But they didn't find anything. With Paul Manafort, they studied his life, and they found something. But the Podesta brothers, who are the Clintons' best friends, all the things Manafort's been convicted of and is going to jail for, maybe for life now if New York State gets its way, because a pardon by the president cannot affect state crimes, only federal crimes. So now they got Manafort for life. He's never going to see his family again. He'll never get out of a prison cell. This guy will die of a broken heart. You mark my words. He'll die of a stroke or a heart attack in prison in the next year. You've ruined his life. It's over. For the crime of being a friend to the President of the United States and being the campaign manager of the President of the United States. The Podestas did all the same things as Manafort and have been indicted for nothing. What a disgrace our country's become. A banana republic. And the people who run New York State are nothing but a bunch of communists. Joe McCarthy wasn't wrong. He was just early. I don't know what it was like in the 1950s or early 60s in America. I wasn't here yet. But I can tell you what it's like now. Our government is infested by communist, Marxist scum. That's the way I'm going to put it, right on national TV and radio. Maggots. Horrible, horrible, evil people. And another example of that is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Here's someone that had a chance to grill the CEO of Wells Fargo Bank. In front of the United States Congress, he's called before Congress, or maybe I should say hauled before Congress, by Maxine Waters, who's in charge of the Finance Committee. Can you imagine? Maxine Waters. She'd ruin the American economy in 5 minutes if she ever got a hold of it. And Ocasio-Cortez grills him and accuses him of basically like war crimes. War crimes. He's a criminal. I'll tell you more about it when we get back. You got to hear this. These people want to put us all out of business if you disagree with them politically. They find a reason to destroy you. All right, this show is sponsored by Tangible Investments. This segment by Tangible Investments as well. 35 years in the precious metals business. $25 billion in transactions. They've got what I call golden credibility. They're a discount gold, silver, and precious metals company. You want to buy gold, you want to buy silver, you want to protect yourself. You want wealth insurance, you want to do it at a great price. You want to do it at a lower price than anybody else out there. They'll match the lowest price you could find anywhere. Give them a call, tell them Wayne Root sent you. 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Tangible Investments. Good guys. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cinegenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cinegenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cinegenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cinegenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cinegenics.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works.
Uh-huh.
And the other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney it's operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me, and I am so grateful that I found this, that I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Robert Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
Always remember, without Trump, we wouldn't have the Supreme Court. Without Trump, we wouldn't have federal appeals courts all over the United States. Without Trump, ISIS wouldn't be on the run. And without Trump, we wouldn't have a chance at the wall. I know the wall's not built yet, but you wouldn't even have a chance. It would never happen. Without Trump, you wouldn't have the tax cuts. Without Trump, you wouldn't have this new ban that's coming up on welfare-dependent immigration. You don't even need the wall. That's what will cut it down. I want to talk about that for this entire segment, and then I'll take calls the entire second half of the show, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I see the lines already filling up all over this great country. We have callers from Texas, Connecticut, New Hampshire, and California. Great stuff. Let me first discuss the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's Sam Landis and the Landis Tax Group. Thank you, Sam Landis. Best damn tax lawyer in America. Has handled over 8,500 cases in front of the IRS all across the United States, every state. And the best evidence in the world is personal testimony. He beat the IRS for me twice. Great job. He stood up to the whole IRS of the United States of America. And we believe Lois Lerner herself was handling my case. He stood up to the whole United States IRS, beat him. 6 days later, new audit against Wayne Root, and he beat him again. And until now, the problem is the services of tax attorneys was just unaffordable for the average American. Only rich people can afford top tax lawyers like Sam Landis, based in Beverly Hills. So to remedy this problem, I went to Sam and I said, Sam, there's got to be a way that you could just create a one flat low payment. And he did it. Came back to said, how about $190 a month? I'll charge $190 a month. Most cases settled in 3 to 6 months. So whatever your issue is, Sam Landis is there to help you. You start with a free consultation with a real-life tax attorney. He formed this company called Lawyers IRS Resolution Services. And you will talk with an attorney and find out exactly what they can do for you. Call 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Because you're an underdog if you take on the IRS without Sam Landis. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 800-934-3578 numerically, or wehelpyou.com. Wehelpyou.com. Again, the letter U. Now, on to this ban of welfare-dependent immigration to the U.S. that's expected this year. Let me tell you about it. Federal regulation to ensure that legal immigrants who are a public burden on American taxpayers are not allowed to permanently resettle in the U.S. That is expected sometime this year. Trump administration legal immigration reform, known as the public charge rule, has been weighed by the USCIS. Let me tell you what the USCIS is. That stands for the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services Agency. It's been weighed since the fall of last year. Officials say this new regulation, which is expected to save American taxpayers billions of dollars and slow the flow of mass unskilled legal immigration into this country, is likely to be enacted in full this year. And what they say is it's incumbent upon the U.S. government to evaluate immigration applications in a manner consistent with federal law, and the proposed public charge regulation is a necessary step to achieving that goal. Currently, the nation's Washington, D.C. imposed mass legal immigration policy is that 1.5 million unskilled legal immigrants are admitted to the U.S. every year. We're not even talking about illegals. We let in more than any other legal immigrants in the world, any other country in the world. We let in 1.5 million legal immigrants a year. Under Obama, 1 million Muslim immigrants and Muslim refugees were allowed into the United States. How many of them are on welfare? I've seen the studies. 70% or more are on food stamps. And God knows how many other forms of welfare. So I have no problem with you coming to America if you want to work and you don't need welfare from the first day. Because that's the way it used to be. You know, my grandparents came from Germany and Russia, and they brought all my uncles to America, and they were asked to fill out forms and sign affidavits. Are you willing to take care of them? Are they going to live in your home? Are they going to be dependent on you, not the government? Or we'll send them back home. We don't let them in the first place. We got to get back to that. Not everybody has a right to come to America. You don't have a right to come here and bankrupt me and my family and your families. We're American citizens. You have no right to take our money when you come here. If you make a decision and you want to better your family and you want to come to America, great. But not at the expense of us. You're taking up all the money to fix our dams, fix our roads, fix our highways. There's not enough money. They let people out of prison, felons, because there isn't enough money to keep them in prison. That's the money you're spending. Not just on welfare, by the way, on cops, on courts, on judges, on prison guards, on building new prisons. Illegals are filling our prisons. And how about the ones that aren't filling our prisons because they're on the loose, they're murdering people. Can you put a price on that? Can't let people in who are unskilled and want welfare. Trump's putting an end to it. God bless Trump. Forget all the people. Screw them. We'll say Trump's no good. All these never-Trumpers. Terrible people. Donald Trump is still the best thing we got. Not perfect, but the best thing we got. And we still may get that wall. I hope so. I hope to have announcements to help Trump build that wall in the next week or so. Wayne Allyn, worn out.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is issuing an emergency order grounding all Boeing 737 MAX 8 and 9 jets in the United States.
Pilots have been notified. Airlines have been all notified. Airlines are agreeing with this. The safety of the American people and all people is our paramount concern.
Dozens are facing charges in a massive college admissions bribery case. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos says she's working with the Department of Justice on this case.
We are still researching and looking into how the department might interface with this. Obviously, this is a Department of Justice operation, but we are looking very closely at it, and we'll see if any of the regulations that we are responsible for have been broken.
Stocks are hitting new highs for 2019. Your final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow rose 148 points to close at 25,702. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can
and speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome back. What do I talk about all the time? Capitalism, man. I love capitalism. I tell you that government control of anything is a disaster. I don't know if I did it on this TV show, but on national radio, my national radio show, War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show on USA Radio, about 2 weeks ago, I found this great article, again, from Zero Hedge. That's why Facebook hates them. That's why Instagram hates them. Twitter hates them. The U.S. government hates them. It was this great article proving that over the last 20 years, since 1999 to 2019, in a 20-year period, everything made by private industry is down in cost. No matter what you buy, there's almost no inflation, and it's easier to buy it now than it was 20 years ago. And per capita and with inflation added in, it's lower than it was 20 years ago. And everything government touches is now 800% more expensive. And that includes health care. When government gets involved, it dramatically increases the prices. That's why I love capitalism. Only competition in the private sector works. It's not perfect. No one said it's perfect, right? What's that old joke about marriage? Marriage is the worst thing in the whole world, worst system in the whole world, except for all the others, right? Everyone who criticizes marriage, there's nothing better, right? Everyone who gets divorced seems to get remarried again, right? Because there isn't a better system. It's not perfect. Same thing with capitalism. It's not perfect, but there's no better system ever devised in the history of civilization and the history of mankind. Nothing's ever been better than capitalism. It's far from perfect. I know some people are upset. You're watching it right now, and you're poor, and you say, well, I don't like it. Okay, but lots of other people started out poor and got middle class. Lots of other people started out poor and got rich. I'm sorry you're not, but it works better for most than any other system in the history of the world. And if you were poor in a communist country, a socialist country, a Marxist country, or Venezuela, you'd be drinking sewage water, and eating out of garbage dumpsters. Does that sound better to you? Because in America, America's so cool, and America's so great, we're the only nation in the world where poor people are all fat. That's how great America is. Do you ever go through a poor neighborhood? Everybody's fat. I mean, all they do all day is eat. How are they able to eat if they're poor? Because America gives you food stamps. We give you welfare. We have the most obese poor people in the world. That's how great America is. When you're poor, you're fat. In other countries, when you're poor, you're starving to death. Not in America. They let you buy all the junk food you want. You can eat McDonald's to your heart's content with food stamps. All right, but speaking of capitalism, Fordham Resources is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They are an all-American company with an all-American story, and they could be one of the great stories that proves how great capitalism is. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Management team led by, get this, Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, personal friend of mine for many years, legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock, 15 cents a share to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham is now his new baby. It has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. They also own the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property, which is amazing. Can you imagine? The city of Manhattan, as in New York City, Manhattan, 22 square miles. This is 180 square miles. It's about 9 times bigger than Manhattan. Fordham's traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. And you can visit their website and check them out, FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol in the United States, FTMR. Could be one of the great ones. We shall see. Time will tell. But Wayne Root says, congratulations. Good job. Capitalism still works. All right, let's take some calls. Joe in Texas on line one. All my exes come from Texas. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Wayne, how you doing, my brother? Oh, speaking on Nancy Pelosi, she's saying that it's not worth impeaching our fine president. Nancy, get off the gas. We know what it is. We know that you know the power of we the people. We are watching Newsmax. We watch CBN. We know what's going on. So we are not dumb to the fact that he's doing nothing but making our America all good again. That's what the real deal is, Nancy.
Well, you didn't say the other half, by the way, Joe. He's never done anything wrong. Forget about the good he's doing, and that's for sure. But there are no crimes. She's got nothing. She's got nothing. That's why they're now saying they're not going to impeach and he's not worth it, because they don't have anything. He's never done anything wrong in the first place. They're trying to criminalize legal behavior. Look at Mike Flynn. One of the great scams in the history of America and the legal industry, that they ever got Mike Flynn. They interviewed him, and they acted casual, and they acted like he'd done nothing wrong, and they just wanted to talk to him about other stuff, and then they casually insinuated questions, and he didn't know he should have his lawyer present. He actually asked, should I have a lawyer present? No lawyer. That's a crime. The FBI should be under arrest for fraud. And then they knew they already had the transcript of his conversation with a big shot in the Soviet Union. As asked, everyone who's about to be the elected president of the United States asked his national security advisor to check in with foreign countries. He had every right to talk to a Russian big shot and talk to him about what they were all planning after the election, because now we're the duly elected. I represent the duly elected president of the United States. So he didn't even know he'd listened in on him. So they had his exact words. Yeah.
Totally. That's, you got it. Totally. That's why two heads, your head and my head, is better than one. Amen.
All right, Joe. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Love my Texas guys. Let's take Lynn in Connecticut. Lynn, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Lynn, are you there? Well, she's probably at home. We'll move on. Dan in New Hampshire. Dan, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Yeah, hi, Wayne. Glad to get a hold of you. Nice to be on your line.
Thank you for calling.
Listen, yeah, I appreciate it. Listen, I have something. It's about Biden. Basically, if you ask me, I thought I heard what the guy Peter Schweitzer there wrote, Clinton Cash. Have you heard about that book?
Yeah, of course I did. Schweitzer's great, and Clinton Cash is a good book, and it shows how all the politicians are corrupt, not just the Clintons, all of them. But the Clintons are the worst ever, the most corrupt people to ever touch our country in the history of the United States of America. Dirty, dirty, dirty.
Oh, without a doubt. It makes you sick to think that she got 3 million more votes. But anyway, my point was, I thought I heard that Peter had mentioned something to the effect that Biden had a connection with China, received $1 billion. I'm not sure. Is that something true? Did you hear about that?
I don't know. I didn't read the book from word to word, from back to back. I had him as a guest on my show, and I went over a few key points. I can't say. I'm not going to speculate. I know that the book said he's written several books about the corruption of the United States government. Clinton Cash was just about the Clintons. But there was another one since then that talked about other politicians taking advantage of the American people. And by the way, it was nonpartisan, because he ripped apart Mitch McConnell and his family. They're all tied in with China. And they're making hundreds of millions of dollars. So I'm sure Biden is, too. I seem to vaguely remember that Biden's family. This is how the politicians get rich. How do you make $170,000 a year and retire worth millions? And the answer is your wife or your kids are doing business.
That goes to the bottom of the whole crew, you know, as far as being broke and then being millionaires when it's over.
Yeah.
I just thought, I don't know if it was in that book, but I think it was Peter Schweitzer that got the investigation. How's that going? I'm not sure what Biden did to the effect, but I thought maybe he allowed China to build those islands in the South China Sea, and maybe he did something with the carbon tax, you know, letting them go to 2030.
All right, we'll make sure we check. Hey, Dan, I know you mean well, but no speculation. We'll see. We'll check it out. I'll go back, look at the book, look at several of his books, and find out if the Bidens were mentioned, along with the Clintons, the Obamas, and, of course, Mitch McConnell and his family, all getting rich at the trough of the American taxpayer while they're all acting like they're public servants and civil servants. Stupidest names in history have got to be social justice and diversified and diverse population is so good for America. Diversity is wonderful. And then, of course, civil servants. 90% of the people who claim they're civil servants are ripping off the taxpayers in one way or another. Whether they're openly stealing, openly accepting bribes, or they're just negotiating obscene salaries for government employees and obscene pensions that you get when you're 45 years old. old and you get paid $100,000 a year to not work for the rest of your life, not to mention Cadillac healthcare programs that the rest of us can never hope to afford or get, and you get them free from the government, then you complain you're not paid enough, not to mention seniority and tenure, which means you can never be fired, even if they catch a school teacher in New York City having sex with a 13-year-old, they still give them their salary for the rest of their lives. It's all outrageous. They're not civil servants. What they are is slave masters, and we're the serfs and the slaves. They're ripping off the taxpayers. Who do you think you are getting a pension for the rest of your life? I don't have a pension. Newsmax won't give me a pension. USA Radio won't give me a pension. The Las Vegas Review Journal won't give me a pension. Creator Syndicate that syndicates my newspaper columns won't give me a pension. My two businesses that are both businesses that I work on every day with lots of money in the bank and trying to bring in more money and invest your money, guess what? They don't give me a pension. Nobody gives me a pension. How come you get a pension for the rest of your life for not working because you spent 20 years looking at your wrist to see what time it is so your 20 years are up and you can collect a pension? It's ridiculous, civil servants. We're the slaves and the servants, and you think you're a privileged special class. It's a real problem in this country. It's a disaster. If you ever in private industry gave pensions to everybody and you walked into a pizzeria and asked for a slice of pizza, they'd say, no problem, sir. We'll put pepperonis on it. We'll put tomato sauce, $900 for a slice, because they'd have to pay for the last 20 guys who retired who are getting paid $100,000 a year to not slice pizzas. And then the guy was already still working to slice the pizza. If you had to pay for all that, a slice of pizza would be $900. That's how government works, and it's ridiculous. You want a pension? Pay for it yourself. Get off your butt and work. Don't retire at the age of 45. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. Now you know where I stand. Where do you stand? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine and fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron Beat the Police, City Hall, and Stage 4 Cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Quarry as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Quarry, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCurryAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, segment number 4. The show's almost over. How did this happen? Where did the time go? It's amazing. When you're having fun, it just flies. Cetogenics, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Those who watch the show knows that in the last year and a half on Newsmax TV, in the last 3 years on radio, if you've met me in person at all the speeches, I opened up 6 Trump events during the campaign. One when once Trump was president of the United States here in Las Vegas. So 7 times he's come to Vegas, I opened up. So many of my radio listeners know the way I look, know what I look like, as well as the TV viewers. But I look a lot younger, and I look a lot better, and I look a lot thinner. Actually, I had a business meeting today, and the guy said, "Oh, my God, you look so much thinner." So I don't know. I never know if that's really a compliment. What that really means is, man, you used to be fat. Man, you used to look like crap is another way of saying that. But now I look good. That's good. Cetogenics is the reason. They've been responsible for making Wayne Root great again. Thank you, Cetogenics. They could do it for you, too. They are the world's leader in age management medicine. They are doctors, MDs. They know what they're doing. They're very good at what they do. Age clinics all over the United States of America. They help you to defy aging. They help you set the clock back. They are my fountain of youth. Thank you, Cetogenics, for everything you did to make Wayne Root great again. They'll do the same thing for you. Call them. The call is free, and then you get a free, no-obligation consultation where you ask them exactly what they can do for you and exactly what it'll cost. What do you have to lose? Nothing. No one's making you at gunpoint like Obama did. You know, Obama forced you at gunpoint to undertake Obamacare, right? You had no choice. You couldn't say no. That's what government does. They're brutal. They use force. They try and fine you or send you to prison. You have to do it. You don't have to do this. You just make a call and find out if you like it. If you don't, hang up the phone. 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER. You want to be older, fatter, Look crappy? Don't call. You want to look good? Call 888-YOUNGER or go to Cenegenics.com. C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S.com. Let's take calls. Lynn from Connecticut's back on again. Let's see if she did a good job. Lynn, line three, are you there? Lynn, are you there? We're having the same problem again with Lynn from Connecticut? Forget. All right, you'll work on Lynn. Chris will make sure he'll slap her around a little bit and say, Lynn, this is not acceptable. He's like my enforcer, Chris. Let's take Mike in California on line four. Mike, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Oh, Mike on line four. Mike, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Doing good, Wayne. Fresno Bulldogs coming up. We're going to capitalize on a good, honest game, just like our president is. So,
what's on your mind?
You know, when you were talking about judges earlier, I want to ask you a couple questions. You know, Manafort is getting screwed, obviously. But, I'm concerned about the prosecutors coming after him and a judge knowing what the outcome will be. I didn't know that you could not get pardoned from a state crime, but let's say this, you have some issues that go to the Supreme Court. Obviously, we got some constitutionalists up there now that can make a wise decision.
Maybe, theoretically, maybe. Remember, you got John Roberts up there who supported Obamacare. I wouldn't say that's a smart constitutionalist. There's no way any Republican conservative could have ever supported Obamacare. When the Obama administration said it's not a tax, argued it's not a tax, then went in front of the Supreme Court, said it was a tax, and they approved it as a tax, even though the Commerce Clause says only Congress can approve, can put a tax forth, not the president. So the whole thing was a joke how Justice John Roberts, Chief Justice, approved Obamacare at the last minute after saying he's going to vote against it, ran back in and said, hold the press, I'm voting for it. The most strange set of circumstances in the history of the United States Supreme Court. Just thought I'd mention that. He's not a constitutionalist at all.
Wayne, I want to ask you one more thing, though. What happens if this thing sways the other way? The Supreme Court makes all the decisions. I think it's a dangerous precedent. I mean, we had that under Obama. Should the Justice Courts be making these decisions? And what if Manafort gets pardoned on a federal pardon, and then he goes to a sanctuary state where he can get, like, the illegal aliens are.
Yeah, where's the sanctuary for conservatives? I want to know where we get our sanctuary. But, I mean, if Manafort is pardoned by Trump on the federal level, and then he's sentenced by New York to 20 years in jail, he'll die in prison. That's it. That's the story. Nothing Trump could do. And to answer your other question, yeah, I mean, America is about the final ruling is the Supreme Court. Nothing I can do about that. See, conservatives like me don't want to change the rules. That's the way it is. There's the court system, there's the presidency, and there's the House and the Senate, the Congress. And that's the way it is. And so the Supreme Court does have the ultimate decision. There's nothing wrong with that. Courts shouldn't. All these unelected federal judges who try and overturn United States immigration policy and national security policy, they don't have a right to do that. The president knows best. But yes, the Supreme Court does have the final right to decide. Nothing wrong with that. Thanks for your call, Mike. Let's take Joe in New York on line one. Joe, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Wayne. You were talking about Congress and the government ripping off the taxpayer. I'm just curious what you think about, I don't know if you've heard, but Maxine Waters,
when she was
on a committee.
I think she just got in trouble moments ago.
Giving a taxpayer bailout to
yes.
a bank that her husband had a
yeah.
huge financial stake in.
Yeah, three charges just came down moments ago. I saw that right as we were going on air, but I didn't have time to download it and digest it before I reported it to you. So I didn't want to say something when I don't know for sure, but it said something. Are those federal charges, state charges? I don't quite know, but it sounds like Maxine Waters in hot water. Good news. There is a God. Wayne Allen Root, Joe, thanks for the call. We got to go. The music's on. I can't say more right now. All I can tell you is in Nevada, where I'm from, leading politicians go to prison, and Maxine Waters got problems. Democrats are completely corrupt and corrupted, dirty. There are no civil servants. They run for office to rip off the taxpayers and hand out government contracts to their buddies, and their buddies give a cut to the politician's wife and kids and family. That's how it works. Mark it down. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.